Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Orion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Yeah, what's this? Yeah.
Thank you very much. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Michigan.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
83.
83. Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm turning to vote.
Thank you very much. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Making sure that we have a president who will unite us and strengthen our economy.
A president who will unite us
and strengthen our economy.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And again, thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Same thing, Donald Trump, Republican.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden.
0.
And the next one is Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump, Republican Party.
And do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statements. The first one is President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Repeat the first part again, just the first.
Yes. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Okay, and what was the options again that I had? It was highly
strongly,
likely, highly unlikely.
Yes, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
President Biden should what?
Prioritize.
Prioritize. Yeah, I mean, can you repeat? I'm sorry, repeat the statement
yes.
again.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. And the options are strongly.
You're asking if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted, correct?
Yes, correct.
somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is.
I want to clarify. I don't feel that there nobody's being targeted. I mean, it's, you're either caught or you're not caught, and you're either illegal or illegal. I don't see how it's being targeted. So.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I disagree. They should not. Yeah, no.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. The next one is, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Pass a background check and have been living in the U.S. for 10 years. Real quick, I got a few questions myself before we continue, and I start asking these ones. Are all the questions revolving around undocumented immigrants?
Yes. The survey is focusing on that.
Okay. A little bit tricky because some of these questions are very loose-ended and open to a lot of assumptions. So, for example, the previous question, I don't feel that the family should be separated, but my answer is very convoluted and it's not a very basic, straightforward answer, if that makes sense. Because while I feel that the family should not be separated, the question itself is very easily manipulated for the data, depending on where the data needs to go. So I'm not sure if I'm comfortable answering some of these questions.
Oh, yes, since we're looking for a quantitative research, this is a quantitative research, I guess that's why the questions are set up like that. In a close-ended question, yeah.
Yeah. And a very, I could see a lot of loopholes in some of this stuff where I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I think there needs to be more than just a agree-disagree kind of thing. You need a little bit of clarification options, but that's my opinion. But this last question again, can you repeat it? Sorry.
Yes, that's fine. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
No opinion on this one. Because this is an example of a question where, yeah, I feel that if the undocumented immigrant put forth the effort, paid the fines, and submitted all the proper paperwork to become a naturalized citizen, then, yeah, absolutely be protected. But, I don't feel that it's just, okay, you've been here 10 years, you're good. There has to be a process.
And now the next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat disagree.
And the last one for this section is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
No opinion.
Okay, that's fine. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived and have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or another?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work. Excuse me?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing a high increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Makes no difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes no difference. Probably no, less likely.
Oh, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Hearing this, does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Not concerned.
Not at all or a little?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Not concerned at all. I think, I'm almost assuming most of mine is going to be non-concerned because the immigration aspect is not really a concern of mine for my candidate pick for presidency.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Concerned on that one because I do have an opinion on that one.
Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, and the last one for this section is Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community.
That one I'm concerned about.
And are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And now for something different, I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Or Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which approach comes closer to your own view? And when it comes to immigration, President Biden's or former President Trump's?
Neither. They're both idiots.
If you had to choose.
One of my options was neither, right? Or what were my options again?
Well, we do have a scale, if that helps. Biden approach is much more closer to your opinion. Biden approach is somewhat closer. Trump's approach is somewhat closer. And Trump's approach is much more closer to your opinion.
To be honest, neither of them is close to my opinion, so that's kind of difficult for me.
That's fine, then. Let's move on.
Donald Trump's being an idiot. Joe Biden's being an idiot, so...
Thank you. Now, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election for the final time. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Still Republican candidate Donald Trump.
Thank you. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers?
No.
Thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN or Newsmax, yes or no?
What was the first one, OAN?
OAN, yes.
No, I don't. Neither.
YouTube,
yeah. Yes.
Spanish language radio programs?
Sometimes.
Facebook?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
Okay. Sometimes.
Thank you. The next one is MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
Yes.
WhatsApp?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Fox News or channel or website?
Fox News, yes, but WhatsApp, no. I don't do any social media.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one on the list is TikTok.
No.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico and Japan.
Oh, let me just add that one then. Then we have, were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Mainland.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My parents, no. Mainland.
Thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
Combination of more English than Spanish and something else.
Okay. More English than Spanish. Thank you.
And
now,
because of Japanese.
Yes. It's just that we do have them separately. I don't know if you would like to choose something else.
Probably something else,
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Or what was the third one?
Or what? I suppose open-ended. Because we don't know if it's independent, unaffiliated, or...
I lean more Republican. End of the day, it comes down to which party and candidate is more along my ideals.
Well, funny, because that's the other question. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Well, statistically, I've been voting more Republican, so I guess strong Republican. If you're just looking at statistics, you know.
Thank you. Any thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
What's the definition of moderate?
I am not sure. We don't have a definition here.
Let me take a look real quick because I want to answer that. Let me see. Moderate definition. So moderate is an ideological category which designates rejection of radical or extreme views, especially in regard to politics and moderate. I'm a moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
And how should I categorize that as well?
No religious preference.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Vince.
Thank you. And I would like to thank you for your time. And as I probably mentioned, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Probably not, because you just caught me in a rare glimpse where I wasn't busy with meetings and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Viz. Then with this, we conclude the survey. So have a wonderful day.
All right, likewise. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.